This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Hello and welcome back to the Balanced Artist Podcast. Do you remember how creative you were while still in diapers? How about grade school? You just make up games, you create these abstract pieces of art. No judgment, you just went for it, you know? Then you get to middle school where judgment begins. It's not even just the judgment from others, but it's like the frontal cortex develops and you start judging yourself. Frontal cortex is the part of the brain that's responsible for cognitive skills, like problem solving. You know that one. Then we get to our 20s and that frontal cortex becomes more rational. You know, it makes us make better decisions, which is ironic because most of the bad decisions we've ever made in our lives probably happened in our 20s. But the point is, as it starts to develop, you start losing the ability for divergent thinking, which is basically the murderer of creativity. I mean, it's not all bad. Like sometimes we need that filter to prevent us from creating garbage that we used to bring home to our parents. Remember that? Like you do this stupid drawing that you'd have and they say, oh my God, great job. And the next day it would be in the trash. I do that now as a parent, you know, it's a good parenting. You also don't want to go too far in the other direction. Like convergent thinking is a process where we just find these concrete and familiar solutions to problems. Artists swim in this divergent thinking pool. Okay, we love the divergent thinking where we can generate new original ideas and new possibilities. However, it can have like this major drawback. It could lead to lack of organization. Our brains are hardwired to make connections between ideas and explore multiple possibilities with the same thought press. And this creative thinking requires a little more organization to be effective. A lot of people try to solve these problems through divergent thinking and find themselves a little overwhelmed by all the options on the table. They end up splitting their focus in too many directions, which leads to, you just spin your wheels, never really find the answer to anything. That's where convergent thinking can come back and save the day. You know, it takes all those random thoughts and ideas we had and it gives them structure, right? It turns them into like feasible plans. That's what makes you as a balanced artist a lethal weapon. You know how to switch back and forth between the convergent and the divergent thinking. You come up with all these random ideas and great creative thought process, and then you know how to put the pieces together because you have to go from one to the other. You can't just swim in the world of divergent randomness, right? Nothing gets done that way. You don't want to be some boring linear thinker either, just convergent. These are stupid words, convergent and divergent. I've said both of them like 3,000 times in this episode so far. Anyway, listen. The point of this conversation is to reiterate the balance that it requires to become a successful artist. Okay, you can't lean too far right, you can't lean too far left. You got to be able to, maybe you could partner up with someone. That's why collaboration is fantastic, right? You can be the crazy person and let the convergent thinker or the more linear thinker kind of organize all your crazy thoughts. Or maybe, you know, you have a creative friend who is all over the place. Maybe you can be that rational human being who can take all those brilliant ideas and put it into something of value. That's where record labels and stuff like that come into play in the real world. You know what I mean? Like you have all these crazy artists who don't know what the hell's going on as far as business is concerned. So these suits come in and they structure these deals, get them exposed. And, you know, these convergent rock stars are, no, divergent. I don't know what the difference is anymore. Anyway. That's how it works. But if you're a lone wolf, you know, look for opportunities around you and get into that habit of brainstorming. If you're the ideas person, don't get stuck in a rut by dismissing other people's ideas and input from outside sources. Do you know what I mean? Like you need to be able to, I suck at collaborating too. Okay. But I'm just saying, don't shut off other people's ideas because it's going to create more of a catalyst for your own creativity. If you can assess the other suggestions from, you know, genuine curiosity, then you'll probably have better insights, right? Don't be afraid to make the wrong choice. Sometimes you need to go down one path, realize it's the wrong direction in order to discover a new route that you didn't know existed when you were standing at the starting line. Start connecting with people different ages, you know, young people who still have that fire in them, old people who maybe know more than you do, people of like different genders, different races. Everyone's got a different perspective, a unique perspective, and you want to be able to use that in whatever you're creating. I mean, they might find value in whatever you have as well. And age is one of it's definitely one of those things. Like you get to a certain age, you start settling into your own thing And then you start resisting new ideas and experiences. So it's good to collaborate with young people who could reintroduce you to the fact of what it's like to keep it real. Remember, adults tend to view mistakes as failure instead of a natural, healthy part of the creation process. The more you allow yourself to make mistakes, the more likely you are to come up with unexpected solutions. So stop being so rational, stop being so mature, find out what it's like to be a kid again, and create something awesome.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.